Hello and welcome to the show. My name is Jeffrey.
And I'm Christopher.
And what are we talking about today, Chris?
Alright, well, the last time we saw you out there, our viewers, we were discussing an office space, like what kind of things you would want in an office space. Like, would you want good facilities, like new ones? And it was a conversation between an agent and a guy named Tom, mm-hmm. who has a successful business and wants to expand.
Okay.
So, Jeffrey,
yes.
Have you ever wanted to run your own business?
Well, I haven't thought about this in a long time. And I think when I was really young, I wanted to run a candy shop.
A candy shop?
A candy shop.
What kind of candy? A specific candy?
No, all kinds of candy. Because when I was young, my favorite thing was eating candy. So I figured if I owned the shop, I could just eat all my candy. But that's a silly idea. How about you?
I did want to have a few businesses, usually with my best friend from middle school. Like, I've known him since I was 12. We wanted to have a cafe or a restaurant. But as I've gotten older, I realized restaurants are a difficult business.
Now, well, you can start a business at home, but once it starts to grow, you're going to need some office space. So we're going to look at some great points that'll let you know things to concern yourself with when deciding where to have an office.
Reading. The perfect office space. Many people dream of running their own business. To make your dream come true, you must take many things into account, including finding the right office. Here are a few things to think about when choosing an office space. The location is the first thing to consider. It's worth spending a little more cash to get a place in the business district. That will bring in more clients and make your business more appealing to talented workers. It will also help you build working relationships with nearby firms. What is inside your office is just as important as what is outside. Your space must be adequate for now, but also big enough for you to cope if your business grows. Additionally, you need a work environment that brings out the best in people. This means thinking about air conditioning, natural light, and other creature comforts. Having a nice office space will impress clients and make your employees feel comfortable and be more productive. You'll find it worthwhile to get a good office as your company continues to grow.
Okay, let's start the article. It says, many people dream of running their own business. Now, running a business means operating or controlling that business.
That's right. Now, can we continue? To make your dream come true, you must take many things into account, including finding the right office. All right, so I said take into account. Take into consideration is what this also means. To allow for. So you want to think about several things before you just rush into a decision. So we say take into account. We usually use this idiom when we want someone to consider something seriously, right? So
yeah.
If Jeffrey and I are talking about a vacation that he is about to go on, I might say something like this, Australia is hot at this time of year. Take into account the weather when you pack your things.
So to take the weather into account, I would think about the right clothes to wear to match the weather in Australia.
Right.
Well, let's learn more about this phrase, take into account with our Shortcut for You video.
Shortcut for You.
I'm trying to make a plan for the weekend, but I have to remember, I don't have much money left this month.
Well, my boss gave me a home bill, so money shouldn't be a problem.
Well, I'll take that into account when I come up with my plan.
Hey, you can't put my money into your bank account. Unbelievable.
To take into account means to consider something as part of your decision making.
Take into account means 纳入考虑。
Okay, good. So we both have enough money to take a train trip to the ocean.
But we have to take into account the weather. Is it going to be sunny or rainy?
Yes, but...Let's take into account that it's a holiday, so it will be very hard to get a ticket if we wait too long.
So many things to take into account.
That was a good shortcut for you, but let's get back to our article. Here are a few things to think about when choosing an office space. The location is the first thing to consider.Right? And when we did our dialogue yesterday, he was talking about a place downtown, right? That's a location.
Because it's a very busy place.
Yes. It's worth spending a little more cash to get a place in the business district.
Right. Rent, which is the money you have to pay every month to keep a house or an office, is very high in the business district. Now, you'll be paying a lot for rent,But the idea is you'll get a lot of money in return. Your company will make more money, and we'll see why coming up in the article.
Right. So district, we'll explain the word district. It's a noun, and it just means an area of a country or town that has fixed borders. And they're usually used for official purposes, or it can have another meaning, which is like the one we're talking about.And that is, it's an area that features similar buildings or similar things. So a business district would have other businesses around it.
So the business district would be almost exclusively, that means only used by businesses.
Right.
Okay. You wouldn't see homes in the area or probably not any big factories. Okay.
No.
So here's an example sentence.My brother's company recently moved its office into the old business district downtown.
Right. It's a good example. There's a business district in the U.S. state of Wisconsin that used to be an area where they would do shipping, right? Like near the water, the port. And they turned it into a new business district, and it's very popular.
Okay, so as technology changes, the old business districts can become new business districts.
That's right.
Very cool. So the article continues explaining why the business district is a good place to have your office. That will bring in more clients and make your business more appealing for talented workers. So clients...are probably going to be your customers, the people who buy things, goods, or services from your company. Furthermore, it will also help you build working relationships with nearby firms. Okay, working relationships. Now, a firm is another word for a company or a business.
That's right.
So, a lot of companies actually work together. Here's an example.Melissa's firm refuses to let employees take vacations for more than 3 days. Okay, so that's the company's rule.
Right.
Now, some firms or companies will work together. So if my company sells apples, and your company makes boxes, I would buy boxes from you to send my apples all around the country or world.
And that would be a working relationship.
Exactly right.
All right, here's another example for the word firm. This firm donates some of its income, that's the money it makes in a year, to smaller startup companies in the area. So this firm donates some of its income, some of its money, to smaller startup companies in the area. Now that's good. That can also help create business relationships.
All right. Well, that's all for the location of your business. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about something else.
Okay. What is inside your new office is just as important as what is outside. Your space must be adequate for now, but also big enough for you to cope if your business grows.
Yes. And in the dialogue from the previous lesson, someone was calling about trying to find a new space because his office is growing.
That's right.
So what does adequate mean?
Adequate is an adjective. It means enough or satisfactory for a specific purpose. So if you are a growing business, you would want an office that's large enough to hold your people, your current employees, but also be adequate or big enough for an expansion, for more people to join your company. Here's an example sentence. There are 10 questions on the exam, and you have 30 minutes to take the test. I'd say that's an adequate amount of time. It means that's enough amount of time.
Right. Okay. Now, how about this other word, cope? This is a verb, and to cope is to deal with difficulties or problems with success, okay, and you won't be too harmed or too hurt. Now, it's difficult to cope if a family member dies suddenly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, it's hard to go to work or school if there's some terrible event in your family. You'll probably be crying, too sad. Mm-hmm. But an example of coping could be, well, I have a cold today and my throat really hurts, but I'm coping with the help of honey lemon tea. That can help you cope if you're feeling sick.
That's right.
So I'm not perfect, but I'm getting by. I'm doing just okay.
Very good. Additionally, you need a work environment that brings out the best in people. This means thinking about air conditioning, natural light, and other creature comforts. Jeffrey, would you like to explain creature comforts?
Sure. Well, also mentioned was natural light, which just means sunlight. So that's why it's great to have a window. Now, creature comforts. Interesting. And creature comforts are things that make life more pleasant, okay? Such as good food and a comfortable place to live, all right? So, for example, Samantha would have come camping this weekend if we had certain creature comforts, like a bed. But you can't bring a bed on a camping trip.
Nope.
The whole fun of camping is you give up your creature comforts for a day or two.
But Samantha is unwilling to do so.
Well, she missed out on the fun camping trip.
That's right.
But the article continues, and it says, having a nice office space will impress clients and make your employees feel comfortable and be more productive. So there's a connection between comfort level and how well you can work. And that's where we get the word productive.
Yes.
And teacher Chris is going to explain that one.
Yes, productive, it's an adjective, and it means causing or providing a good result or a large amount of something. So if an employee is productive, it means that they are doing a lot of work, and it should be good work if they are happy in their office. We spell productive, P-R-O-D-U-C-T-I-V-E, productive. Here's an example sentence. Our employees are more productive thanks to Friday snack hour.
So just having a snack can make you more productive?
I think it's the whole taking an hour break and talking with your coworkers about something other than work. I think it makes them feel excited to return to their work.
It's all about the creature comforts.
Yes. Let's continue with the article.
Okay. It says, you'll find it worthwhile to get a good office as your company continues to grow. Yes, you'll find it very worthwhile. Now, something that is worthwhile is worth doing. It's you get more than you give.
Yes.
Okay? So daily exercise, even just 30 minutes, is very worthwhile because it may take you time and energy to exercise for 30 minutes, but you'll look better, feel better, and I've also heard people say they're more productive when they get daily exercise.
Is that why you are so productive? Because you work out in the morning?
Yes, I do feel much better. For me, I guess it's kind of a creature comfort because I feel more energetic. So, well, getting back to the office, when you do all of these things, you have the right location and a good environment inside the office, the workers are happy.
That's very good. I would like to be more productive. So one thing I've learned, besides, you know, working out in the morning like you do, is actually I've read brushing your teeth or flossing, you know, taking the string and cleaning between your teeth, actually increases brain activity and productivity.
All right, so keep your teeth clean out there and join us for our For You Chat question.
For You Chat.
All right, Jeffrey, are you ready for our For You Chat question?
You know I'm ready.
All right. How would you improve your office or studying space?
Well, one thing that's really good for me is a window. First of all, natural light is very nice. But for me, my eyes get very tired when I'm reading or looking at a computer screen. So just to look outside far away helps me relax my eyeballs.
Ah, that's very good. For me, I get back pains if I sit at my computer for too long. So I would actually like to have standing desks.
A standing desk?
Right, yes. This is a desk that is higher up and the computer is on it and you just stand to use it. You don't sit down at all. And I hear it's very good for relieving back pain. You won't have it.
Interesting. I would like to have a radio on my desk because I've heard that classical music can help you relax. It can also make your IQ a little bit higher if you listen to classical musicians such as Mozart.
I would also like bright colors in the room. Google, all of their offices are like glass, white, and then the colors of Google's logo. So logo, like red, blue, green. And I think those bright colors can really liven up or make the room seem alive.
Yeah, it can make you more creative. Mm-hmm. I think one thing I would add, you talked about a standing desk. How about a yoga ball chair? Yoga ball chair. These are the big rubber balls that people use for yoga and stretching and things like that. They're very bouncy, but I've heard they're excellent for your back. Okay, I bet you have lots of great ideas out there, so chat about this. How would you make your study space better and more comfortable? And that's all the time we have, so be sure to join us next time. Thank you for coming and learning with us.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
The perfect office space. Many people dream of running their own business. To make your dream come true, you must take many things into account, including finding the right office. Here are a few things to think about when choosing an office space. The location is the first thing to consider. It's worth spending a little more cash to get a place in the business district. That will bring in more clients and make your business more appealing to talented workers. It will also help you build working relationships with nearby firms. What is inside your office is just as important as what is outside. Your space must be adequate for now, but also big enough for you to cope if your business grows. Additionally, you need a work environment that brings out the best in people. This means thinking about air conditioning, natural light, and other creature comforts. Having a nice office space will impress clients and make your employees feel comfortable and be more productive. You'll find it worthwhile to get a good office as your company continues to grow.
Vocabulary Review.
District. The police are concerned about crime in this district, so they are building a new station here. Firm. The law firm is the oldest and most respected in the city. Adequate. When you take a trip, be sure to take adequate money and clean clothes. Cope. Jeremy coped with his sadness by asking his friends to support him. Creature comforts. Convenience stores in Taiwan have coffee, candy, and other kinds of creature comforts. Productive. A writer is more productive with a computer than with paper and pencil.